When I was a small child in Minnesota, I had Turtle Lake. And I had many, many epiphanies, powerful ascetic moments with the lake, with the woods around Turtle Lake. Every time I've had one of these powerful aesthetic experiences, it's like the picture window bursts and breaks, and I am with the object. You are part of that thing, and that thing is part of you. And that is a very, very important thing to feel. I had that with five small paintings by an artist who I didn't know, an earlier American painter, that to me looked like they were made out of stardust. They were made out of molten lava. They were not paint. It wasn't paint. He had somehow transformed paint in some kind of living tissue. It's like the black art. It's something you shouldn't talk about because it's pure alchemy. He worked on these paintings for an incredibly long time. It's not just urgency that makes a painting. Urgency is a quick instant. I use the word seepage, that you work, you let things seep down, you work again, you let things seep down. Every night, he would scrape the painting down, he'd come back the next day and work on again and again. And this process gives the work a tremendous amount of depth and feeling. He has beautiful pictorial light. The moonlight trickles down on the water, then trickles on the sail of the boat. But then he has this inner light because of how he uses oil paint. It looks like there's a light on inside the painting that's showing out to you. You don't put a light like that in. You discover it in the paint. The paintings seem to throb. They seem to pulsate. I think he had an incredible understanding of technique to do this. Now it seems like the whole world wants to be pushing the paint into sculpture and this and that. But this is a tradition I think was born with Ryder. And I think the best example is the Grand Canyon. That you drive to the Grand Canyon, it's flat, but the atmosphere feels very electric. You walk up to the edge and you're just picked up by your shoulders. Your heart starts racing. You are reconnected with something very deep, and it's nature. Talk about an appropriate time when we should feel this is right now, because we are completely ruptured with our experience of nature.